brought to you by CA Hall, the Bridge Builders podcast connects construction tradesmen and women with industry-related topics. On our premiere episode, in honor of Women in Construction Week, we speak with CA Hall project manager Martha Owen and project engineers Madison Popa and Lexi Brotherton about what it's like to be women in construction and offer advice for those considering a career within the industry. So first off, thank you all for joining me in honor of Women in Construction Week. Let's just start by, I guess, introducing yourselves, your name, what your role is, and what your experience is, both with Hall and in the construction industry. Martha, would you like to go first?
Name is Martha Owen. I have been a project manager at CA Hall since about 2014. And I have been in the industry since the summer of 1992. Don't do the math, it makes me feel old. I started out for the first, like my college years, I spent as a parts runner, and back in the day we used to have to do time on paper and fax them in, and that was kind of my job. I helped out in the office trailer, and I worked for Randy all the way back then. And then after I graduated from college, I spent some time as an inspector for the city of Jackson, and I spent time drafting street plans and inspecting water and sewer projects, and I got an opportunity to go to a commercial contractor, and I thought that was kind of interesting, so I tried that out for a couple years. Did not like that at all. And from there, I went to Great Lakes Engineering. So I was an inspector at Great Lakes Engineering, and I did construction oversight inspection and bridge inspection. And then I went, I'm trying to think what it, I had an opportunity at that point, the DPW director for the city of Leslie opened up, and that's the public works director. And because my kids were young and in school, like kindergarten ages, I took that job so I could be close to home. And then once they got through the early years, I was offered a job to come back to CA Hall, and I've been here since.
So you kind of got experience from all different sides of the industry and still brought you back to what you do now and working for Hall. So kind of, I guess, gained an appreciation more for this line of work, having gotten exposure with other types of work.
Yes, I think that does help me work out things with MDOT, because I know what they're expected to produce on their end, because I've been there. So it does make it easier to understand how they have to do their job, and it helps us do ours a little better with our relationship, I think.
Yeah, it probably helps when you have those conversations with them to know where they're coming from.
Yes.
Having had that experience. So you've been in the industry for a while, but Lexi and Madison, you're fairly new to the industry. So Lexi, do you want to maybe talk a little bit about what your experience has been and what your background is?
Yeah, I'm Lexi Brotherton. I'm a project engineer. This is my second season with Hall. I graduated December 2020 from Ohio State with my degree in construction management. While I was in school, I actually did senior living developments. So I took the plunge after school and jumped into the bridge world.
I guess what sort of interested you in this industry and bridge construction more specifically?
Yeah, so my favorite part about construction is the impact that we get to have on people's lives, and everybody uses the projects that we build. Even people who aren't from Michigan, when they come through and travel the state, they get to use all the bridges that we've worked on and built, and I just think that's a really cool impact to have in people's lives.
So lastly, Madison, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Madison Popa. I am a project engineer, same as Lexi. This is also my second season at CA Hall, same as Lexi. However, I graduated college in 2018 with a mechanical engineering degree, walked away from engineering for a while, and then worked with my dad, who inspects bridges in Ohio, which is where we're from, and decided I like bridges, so found the best bridge job I could, which landed me at CA Hall.
So also, like Martha, you kind of stepped away and came back, got a little bit of experience doing something else, and realized that this was your calling, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, Martha, you've had exposure to the construction industry and like you said, different sides of the industry from an early age. I know your father worked in the industry. So how has the industry changed from then until now, more specifically for women working in the construction industry and our contributions?
I think it is definitely just even from when I started. You see a lot more women. Back in the day, it was rare to see a woman in the field. It was rare to see a woman working as a laborer or an operator. I remember one laborer. I don't remember any carpenters or operators. I do remember one engineer because she was a family friend of ours, and she was well known in the industry. Her son actually has worked for MDOT, and now he works for one of the consultants, and her brother was a former project manager at CA Hall, but she's the only one I remember. And nowadays, 20 years ago, I could walk into a meeting at MDOT, and I was always the only woman in the room. I mean, that was pretty normal. There was another woman in there. It was very strange, and I've actually had some progress meetings where the women outnumber the men, and it's kind of interesting, and we'll actually sit around and point it out because it's such a strange thing to see. But more and more, you're seeing more engineers and more women in the field and, more skilled trades and, like, in every aspect of it, more inspectors. They're starting to realize that this is something that they can do and we can be very good at it.
So not just more women getting into the industry, but holding various roles.
Yes, I'm seeing them from every level, from entry level all the way up to the heads of the companies.
So Lexi and Madison, from the perspective of a new generation of women in the industry, what are your opinions on the importance that role women can play coming into the industry and kind of bringing fresh experiences and knowledge, coming out of school and entering the industry like both of you have?
I guess in my perspective, women in the construction industry are contributing different perspectives to our project teams, and we're encouraging innovation in building practices. Like Martha said, 20 years ago, it was all guys. And I mean, I think anyone who's hung out in a room full of men and women can see that sometimes women are more detail oriented, or we have different personalities, or we just bring something different to the team that wouldn't be there if there weren't women on the team. But regardless of gender, we're all here to accomplish a common goal. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, in my opinion, the role of gender doesn't play as big of a part versus you have a passion and willingness to do the job. Women are more than capable of doing the exact same jobs that all the men are doing in this industry. And it's just a mental block to get women to understand that there's no difference. They're going to be just as effective as long as they like their job and they are willing to work hard and are passionate about it.
So you mentioned that your dad is a bridge inspector. How was the construction industry portrayed to you growing up? Was it a career that you were encouraged to pursue, or was it just something that you took an interest in all on your own?
Construction, not so much. So the inspection that my dad does is the yearly inspection of bridges, so he's not watching the construction projects. But with my dad being an engineer, and engineering itself is not a high, is not as many women in that career. So in my house, it was never really talked about as like a, this is a man's job, this is a women's job. It was, what do you like to do? And can you make a career out of that?
So for a question for all of you, I guess, would be, what are some challenges that you've encountered by being a woman in a, obviously a male dominated industry, and how have you overcome them? It seems like we live in a time where there's a lot more acceptance.
Oddly enough, I have not run into it much at all. Like, you would think that being in a male dominated industry, you would deal with people respecting you and listening to your opinions and your ideas. And at least at CA Hall, our guys are awesome. They don't do that to us. Like, I'm not any less respected because I'm a woman than any of the other project managers, project engineers, or superintendents. They're a great group. And even on the MDOT side, they're all very accepting. It's kind of strange that all these years I've not run into that issue because I'm a woman. But for whatever reason, the road industry, I've never come across it. And it's rather impressive. Most women would think that you would run across that with a male-dominated industry, and it's really not the case. I've even, just thinking about it, I've even had men from other companies call me and ask for advice. Like, whether in your own company, you kind of expect that because they know what you can do and what you know. It's not unusual to have a male call me from MDOT and ask how I would fix this problem, or from another company that is, tackling something they don't normally do. And they're like, how do you do this? How do we do that? It's not unusual. It happens. Like, they could easily reach out to another man in the company, but they call me just as much as they call them. So I would say that the construction industry is not as, can't think of the word I'm looking for.
Narrow-minded.
Yeah. Chauvinistic, whatever. As one would think it is. They're actually a pretty good group.
Right. And I think that is a common misconception, is that it's an old boys club, when that doesn't really seem to be the case in this day and age, just from what we've seen. And like you said, the diversity of roles that women hold within the industry.
Yeah, I agree to a point. Martha has definitely got some respect because she's been in this industry forever. But with CA Hall employees, I never have ever had an issue with anyone treating me less or not asking me questions because I was a female. I have ran into suppliers or subcontractors where I reach out to them about a certain something and they assume that I'm like a secretary or an office tech. But essentially I just continue doing my job and being confident in the information that I'm providing. Once they understand my role within CA Hall, because I'm still rather new, so they're not used to my name as much, then it dissolves and they're like, oh, okay, that's what she does here.
Actually, we'll say, like Madison pointed out, when you do talk to people outside of the industry, I do run across it. And the funny thing is, I usually run across it from other women, like women that don't know what I do at work. And they may even be friends of mine. They just think I'm, you hold a sign? No, I don't hold a sign on a construction site. And to me, that is kind of funny. And it, honestly, I probably hear it from women just as much as men that don't understand what our role is.
I'll kind of piggyback off what both Martha and Madison said. Everybody from the project managers, superintendents, upper management, down to the laborers, and everybody at CA Hall has been absolutely fantastic. The guys out in the field are always willing to teach me and show me what they're doing. I mean, they've handed me a jackhammer and said, here, try this before. they want me to be involved in the project as well, and that's a really nice thing to have out there. Like they said, I've never really had a problem within the road industry, maybe a little bit more back when I was doing commercial projects, but I guess my advice, if it ever did come up for any other women, I would just say that be willing to prove people wrong. I mean, show them that you're willing to learn, grow as an employee, and just really trying to be the best that you can be at what you do. Nobody's going to hate on the girl that's out there trying her hardest and asking questions and just showing really how dedicated you are to your job. I know it can be difficult, but I mean, like Madison said, it goes back to your passion and your dedication to what you do. If you love what you do, it really won't be a problem at the end of the day.
So, Lexi, let me ask you, as a young engineer and recent graduate, what role do you think schools can play in preparing women for a career in the construction industry?
Great. So I think out here, one of the most important things personality trait wise you can have is to be confident, yet, you know, humble and willing to learn and know, like, accept that you don't and probably will never know everything about the construction industry because there's just so much new stuff every day. But going to a university or a trade school can give you a really good basis of knowledge to come out here and be more confident. I would say that about 25% or less of what you actually need to do the job you can learn in a classroom, and the rest you're going to get from out in the field. So universities and trade schools can really help women to be confident in going out and have a good foundation of knowledge, but really where you're going to get the most information is out in the field.
Yeah, and I think that's the case for, I know just in, you know, with my personal experience and in my career, I think that's the case for a lot of positions is, you know, you need that hands-on experience. You know, you can only learn so much. I mean, especially in the construction industry, you can only learn so much in a classroom. You can learn the, you know, the technicalities and logistics, but there's a whole nother component that comes to it, and, you know, dealing with people. And I think that's big for, you know, women in the industry too, is just getting that exposure and interacting with other people in the industry.
Right. And I could say that the same would go for any construction related career path that a woman could choose, from working in the office administration or out in the field as a project manager, engineer, or out as a skilled tradesman. I mean, just really having a good foundation of knowledge, and because everybody seems to, at least with my crew, when a new person gets out there, they're all really excited to teach them. I mean, they'll show them what's going on, they can ask questions, and it's just a really good learning environment, and it just makes everybody more productive. I know I'm a very hands-on visual learner, and I think that a lot of people in the construction industry are. So to just be able to get out there and have somebody more experienced who's, you know, been doing it for 20 years or 5 years or whatever, just to have them, you know, walk along with you and show you what's going on and how to be safe while you're doing that, I think that's an invaluable experience.
So Martha, as someone with, you know, experience managing projects, people, and, you know, kind of working up into the leadership role that you are, what role do you feel that women can play in empowering other women and bringing them up into leadership roles and kind of taking on a mentorship role?
I think with not only our industry, but any industry, is just lead by example. Do the work, work hard, and try to pass down as much knowledge as you can while you're doing it. But leading by example and just showing them how it's done so they can watch what you do and learn. That's the easiest way to do it. Women can't be afraid to come into this industry, and I guess I'm going to say, don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to speak up. Don't be afraid to throw your ideas out there and just keep pushing through. I think one of the things in the past is women were always afraid to ask the question because they didn't want to sound too girly, or they didn't want to sound stupid, like they didn't know what they're talking about. But what you realize is everyone coming in here is new and they don't know those things. And you learn by doing and you learn by failing. We've all failed. We've written several training sessions in the last year on how to train the young ones. And I think everything I wrote down is things that we screwed up in the past and we failed. And you just have to learn that, you know what, we're all learning here. I'm still learning. And you just lead by that example. You know, you make the same mistake five times. Now that's a different story, but you fail and you learn and you move on and you find out how to do things better. I think I kind of got off on a tangent on that one, but.
No, I think that is true for any leadership role, is to share those mistakes and to be open and honest, you know, because then there isn't that wall built up of people being afraid to fail, you know, whether you're, you know, a woman in a male dominated industry or just somebody coming in that's new to the industry, or just to know that people didn't get to the positions they are by not making mistakes. So from the aspect of somebody or the aspect of a woman considering a career in the construction industry, what advice do you think we could offer for those either pursuing education, looking to make a career change, or those just starting out in the trade, somebody that says, hey, I want to give this a shot?
My best advice, and every time we have a new hire come on site, I swear they ask me what advice I have for them for that job. And my best advice is to be passionate about your work and don't take crap from anyone, but ask questions. Don't be afraid to speak up. Don't be afraid to not know what's going on, because everyone there was in that same boat at one point or another.
Yeah, I agree with Madison. I guess my advice would just be go for it. I mean, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, right? So you might as well try it and see if you like it. In college, when I switched to the construction major, my first class I walked into was a welding lab, and they handed me a welding helmet and a lab coat, and they were like, here you go, go do it. And I mean, I fell in love with it that day, and obviously I'm still here, so I like it. But I mean, ask all the questions, talk with employers and people who are currently in the industry, and get an idea of what it's really like. We will tell you. We love to talk, and we love to talk about our jobs. So ask all the questions. There's endless opportunities to grow within the construction industry. Start out wherever you want and just figure out what your goal is and go for it. You will get there. And the construction industry is always going to be around. People are always going to need bridges and roads and buildings. So you can take it as far as you want to, and it's always something new and exciting every day.
I think to kind of piggyback off of what she said is, and I agree, like, our industry, it's fun. I know, maybe my vision of fun is different than everyone else's, but to go out there and tear down a bridge and build it back up, it's fun. There's a lot of problem solving. So if you like to solve problems and fix things and solve puzzles, that's exactly what we do. No two bridges are the same. And when we go out and fix them, everything is different all the time. We're always coming up with new and different ways to approach a problem. And then when it's all done, we get to show everyone what we just did. Every one of us that's been in this industry for years will drive down the highway and point out to our families, ooh, I fixed that bridge. Ooh, we did that bridge. And it's kind of the point where they get really irritated with us. But it's kind of fun too. And my son is in this industry also, and I just bought him a mat this winter and said, here you go. You better start while you're young, because it's going to be really hard for me to go fill in my map. And I got one for myself so we could pin all the bridges we worked on throughout our career. It's really fun accomplishment to do that. It's something that everyone can see. So like you said, just go for it.
And loving what you do is definitely helps you be more successful. That's for sure.
Yes. Yeah, to Joe's dismay, his buddy lives in Fenton, and that was last year's project. So every time we go visit his buddy, I'm like, oh yeah, did that one?
You're pointing them out.
Yep.
Every time you take a road trip, worked on that bridge.
You can't help it.
Yeah, guilty.
Well, I thank you all for taking the time to talk with me and offer your opinions and your advice for women in construction and in the skilled trades.
You're welcome. It was a lot of fun. And I'd like to point out, I didn't swear once.
I was just going to say, good job, ladies. We didn't say